I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, believers in South Asia face danger on two fronts. Details in a moment. And then stick around because a new tool will help sort the complexities of an eternal mindset in a temporary world. And we'll begin today with a brief touch on what's going on in India. 100 million people are in the path of tropical cyclone Fani, expected to be that country's strongest cyclone in 20 years. Storm surge and floods threaten large sections of coastal India and Bangladesh. The storm made landfall on Friday. Several of our partners are standing by, ready to begin damage assessments and mobilize response. We'll have more details tomorrow, but please be praying wisdom for them and ask God to make a way for these ministries to be effective in this time of need. Switching gears to neighboring Pakistan, Ramadan began last night. Bruce Allen with FMI explains that Pakistan is the second largest Muslim-majority nation. During Ramadan, it's illegal in Pakistan to publicly eat or drink during the fasting hours, and that puts minorities like Christians in the crosshairs of the nation's majority.
Society as a whole is very antagonistic toward Christians.
FMI-supported churches recently beefed up security measures, but ministry can still be dangerous.
Ministry needs to be done creatively, carefully, with gentleness and respect, as the Bible would tell us to do. And the FMI partners are learning what that means, what that will look like in a place like Pakistan.
Pray that FMI partners, through gentleness and wisdom, would make the gospel known. Pray also for creativity in these churches' ministries and for their protection. Turning now to the United States, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's a perfect time to talk with Set Free Ministries about mental health, suicide, and what you can do to be part of the solution. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 129 people take their own lives every day. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer.
There's multiple reasons why the suicide rate keeps going up, but I think it can all be attributed back to a nation of people. We're turning our back on God, and now the stats are showing that. It's just kind of proof that you can live life any way you want, but there's going to be consequences.
Youth suicide tends to get the most media attention, especially given the recent spike and an alleged connection to the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why. However, statistics reveal that middle-aged men actually have the highest suicide rate.
A lot of it seems to correlate with economics and what happens in economics. So when you have men who have worked their whole life and they think they're going to have a nest egg, and then it all collapses and goes away. That causes a lot of despair.
If you're dealing with this issue, we'll connect you with Set Free through links at our website. One last thought.
For those contemplating suicide, I would say there's hope. Just know there's hope.
And World Missionary Press recently finished their newest booklet, Alive in Christ, Living in the Light of Eternity. WMP's Helen Williams says this booklet's been in the works for years. And now that it's finished, WMP is eager to see how it'll impact lives worldwide.
It's meant to be a discipleship tool. It's not a list of do this, do that, do this, do that. It is just a presentation of what it means to live in the light of eternity. I'll give you an idea of what's on the table of contents. God desires fellowship with us. He restores our relationship through Christ. We can walk in newness of life. These are practical matters and how today we live in this world, but with eternal values and as God chose us, asked us to live based on His Word.
They'll be printing Alive in Christ soon, but Williams says there's a production issue and asks you to pray for a solution.
As soon as we get it printed and we send it to people, I think they're going to really want it. We're going to have to really start getting it translated into other languages too, because it is a discipleship tool, and in some of these languages, discipleship tools are scarce.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.